Now, a warning for this next item. We're going to be talking about something that could create a feeling of unnecessary excitement: Ireland's chances at the 2026 World Cup. There's just the small question of two potential playoff games in March. But even if we do get there, will fans be priced out of tickets? FIFA have come under intense criticism since launching its ticket pricing system a few weeks ago. Earlier, I spoke to Ken Early, Irish Times soccer writer and co-host of the Second Captain's podcast, and RTE Sports' John Kenny. And I asked John, was he surprised at the upturn in Ireland's fortunes back in November?
Nothing suggested that what was going to happen against Portugal when Ronaldo was sent off and Ireland outplayed the Portuguese, and then obviously that famous goal from Troy Parrott in the game against Hungary to get Ireland to this stage. So it's come out of nowhere from campaigns we've seen in Nations Leagues and also in the World Cup qualifications that we were never going to qualify or never going to get to a playoff. But those last two games against Portugal and Hungary have just given us belief.
Ken, what about you? Did you believe? Did you have faith? Did you have something inside you that thought we just could do it?
Yeah, well, at the beginning, I did think we could. And then by the halfway point, I'd completely given in to despair. There was clearly absolutely no chance of us qualifying. So it was a really nice surprise to see myself be proved right in the end, I suppose. But there was really no hope, especially after the Armenia game. I mean, the point that a team that can play that badly in a game of that importance and lose in such a shambolic manner clearly is not going to be capable of producing the performances it now needs to get the better results it now needs to get into a qualifying position. And somehow this happened. So it's really been a kind of a miracle. And it's been the most amazing qualifying campaign, actually, although still not yet successful, that I can recall.
And I mentioned there at the beginning, you know, unnecessary excitement. I mean, there is that feeling, isn't there, after those two matches in November, Troy Parrott, Budapest. There is an incredible feeling now of we could do it. We could possibly do it. But there is the small chance, of course, the game away in Czechia next year. John, tell us what happens next. When is that game and how does it all play out?
That's on the 26th of March. We, down the years in playoffs, have usually had two legs against the same side. This is a semi-final, really, before they go on to hopefully contest the final and get onto the World Cup. Czechia have been in a bit of disarray recently. They've a new manager, an unknown. They fined the players who didn't applaud their own fans, who weren't happy with their qualifying campaign. So Ireland are going to go to that game, obviously, in a better form. But the big news today or yesterday is the fact that Josh Cullen, the influential midfielder, is out not only at the Czechia game and the playoff final, but the World Cup as well, because he's got an ACL. So he's a huge loss to Ireland. So we're going to go in with one of our most influential players.
Yeah, and Ken, what does that mean, do you think, for the squad and certainly for Heimir Hallgrímsson as he's looking ahead, maybe, without Josh Cullen? What's he going to do?
Well, it's so sad for Cullen because, you know, this World Cup would have been the pinnacle of his career. A career which has had, he's really had to fight, I think, to have the career that he's had. You know, his team, Burnley, keep getting relegated from the Premier League, then getting promoted straight back up. But over this period of time, he's become, he's nearly 50 caps for Ireland, one of our most experienced players in a position in the field where we don't really have many reserves. So it's really sad for him. And it's a difficult situation also for us in terms of how we're going to replace him. Obviously, it means opportunities for other players, but it just shows how contingent everything is. I mean, you can say, look, we've got the players to do it. We've got a great feeling in the squad and all this kind of thing. But all that matters really is, are they going to be fit on March 26th? You know, Troy Parrott, for example, missed the first two matches of the qualifiers. I mean, he was injured for those. If he'd been available, maybe it would have all been a much more serene progress. So we just have to hope that the key players we have are able to make it to Prague.
Yeah, and after Prague, if we get through that semi-final, as you described it, John, after Prague on the 26th of March, then it's Denmark or North Macedonia in Dublin 5 days later. So it's a busy week. The hope, of course, is that there will be a match for the home fans to go to in Dublin.
Absolutely, yeah. North Macedonia down the years have created problems for teams like Italy. Italy haven't qualified for a World Cup in a while, and North Macedonia knocked them out of the last qualifying campaign. Denmark, we know quite well. We played them quite a lot in qualifying matches as well. But I think, look, that's just further down the line. We've got to get past that game in Czechia on the 26th of March. And that's away from home. I know they're a country that are in a little bit of disarray. Slaven Bilic was talking about going back there as perhaps their new manager, but he turned it down. So they are in a little bit of disarray, but it's into the lion's den there, really. So Ireland, look, we don't know. As Ken alluded to there, the qualifying campaign started so badly. It's the last two games against Portugal at home and Hungary away that has suddenly awoken this sleeping giant that is the Republic of Ireland in terms of trying to qualify. And now, lo and behold, we've got so much hope and whatever. But this is not going to be easy going to into Czechia.
OK, let's suspend reality for a moment. Let's go to early April next year. We're through. We're going to the World Cup. And let's look ahead now to June 12th, South Korea versus the Republic of Ireland in Guadalajara, of all places, at 3 o'clock in the morning. How much are we going to be paying as fans to get there, Ken? Because there has been now a real issue with FIFA's ticket pricing, hasn't there?
Yeah, well, FIFA have announced that they're going to, or they think it's a good idea to benchmark World Cup ticket prices to what they consider to be the local sort of standards. And the local benchmark that Gianni Infantino, the FIFA president, has chosen is the Super Bowl, the most expensive sporting event in the world. Now, there was none of this talk of benchmarking ticket prices against local prices when FIFA had the World Cup in South Africa or in Brazil or in Russia, which would have suggested much cheaper prices than actually happened. But now that they're in the United States, which is in this inflationary spiral and where people have got used to spending insane amounts of money to go to sporting events, FIFA have decided now's the time to benchmark. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to cost an absolute fortune. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, the cheapest Category 3 group stage ticket is $180. The most expensive Category 3. A Category 3 ticket is you know, the lowest category of ticket that you're going to have. If you want to go to, for example, the USA's first match against Paraguay, it's $1,120 for a Category 3 ticket. This is crazy stuff, but this is what FIFA are like, well, look, you know, we've had 115 million ticket requests or, you know, whatever crazy number Infantino picked out of his head. So they're saying, well, look, the market is there. And yeah, we're going to...
Not just the ticket prices then, of course. If you want to go to Guadalajara, which is in Mexico, that's going to cost you a lot. The hotels are going to cost you a lot. And then if you do want to travel around and go to other parts of the USA or Canada, it's going to just cost a lot. And I know that the Football Supporters Association in the UK, they have really gotten on board here, haven't they? Because obviously England are definitely going, and they're saying that the Football Association need to get on to FIFA to say, look, this isn't on, you're pricing out fans here. John, what do you make of it all? Will fans be able to go?
Good luck with that, trying to get FIFA to change their mind where that's concerned. I know that they have a certain amount of $60 tickets going on, but they're few and far between. But you've got to think about this in terms of if Ireland get there, and I know that's what you're saying, that if Ireland get there, this is just going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So, you know, if you can afford it, go. If not, then stay at home and watch it on RTE at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Or start getting your credit union applications in now, I suppose.
Indeed,
yeah.
It is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, whatever. Ticket. Look, you're going to the United States, you know what you're going to. It's going to be expensive. And sadly, from the Irish football fans' point of view, it's going to price a lot of people out of going.
Well, do you know what? I hope we're talking about this really seriously next April, May, because let's hope that Ireland are actually there. And that
let's beat Czechia first.
Let's beat Czechia first, exactly. Ken Early and John Kenny, thanks for joining us to discuss Ireland's World Cup hopes for 2026.